FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. It's the first day of November, 7 days till the election. Hard to believe. And, well, one of the biggest issues that's not being discussed by certain candidates anyway is the upcoming implosion of Obamacare. The premiums going up anywhere from 25% to over 100% in Arizona, in places all around the country. You know, the healthcare co-ops, most of them have bitten the dust, and the ones that haven't, no doubt, are going to bite the dust soon. And if you really want to understand the problems and you really want to take action on your own to protect you and your family from these problems, then the person that I always talk to is Dr. Elena George, who's a noted author and really gets the system from top to bottom. And we always like speaking with you, Dr. George. So welcome back.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be back with you.
Hey, so, I mean, Obamacare, that it's not the leading issue right now because we had the email disclosure, the FBI investigation, but it is up there on the list of issues that you're concerned about because the premiums are just going out of this world and doctors are dropping out of it and insurance companies are running for the exit. So where are we here, Dr. George?
I think we're now at a tipping point where what's really going on in the healthcare field is catching up with the consumer. What happened over the past 4 years has been the government and proponents of Obamacare being able to coast on the fact that what they say was really what was happening. Now that the sticker shock has come online and it's going to get worse in November, I'm actually just surprised that they let the cat out of the bag before the election. I thought they were going to hold the premium increases till after the election. So it's just so awful that they can't possibly hold, you know, put their finger in the dam anymore. It's coming. And people are, and doctors and patients with these commercial insurance plans are in for a rude awakening. It's going to put private doctors out of business.
Yeah.
It's going to cause more accountable care organizations and government-controlled medicine to pop up. It's going to usher in single payer. And well, before we had our conversation, before we started the show today, I think people need to understand what Hillary Clinton means when she says it can be fixed, it can be tinkered with. Her method of tinkering with it is to expand Medicare, drop it down to age 55, and expand Medicaid. And my hunch is they'll expand what constitutes being within the, I guess it, you have to be 400% of poverty line in order to qualify. I think they'll just expand that up, maybe 600% of Medicare, of poverty line in order to make you eligible for Medicaid. So we're just seeing an expansion of Medicaid and Medicare, two horrible systems that tread in rationing as their method of controlling costs, and the doctor-patient relationship be damned.
Wow. And there's nothing that's stopping it. I mean, I'm looking in Florida, premiums have gone up 60% here, you know, 70%. It's mind-numbing. So it's all been about getting a single-payer plan from the get-go? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, they said it. The president said it. Harry Reid said it. This is Hillary Care that's just been slow-walked into existence. Well, they called it Obamacare. But ultimately, what she really wants to do is have the government control the entire healthcare market. And the insurance companies, ones that are left, maybe there'll be one or two. And in some states, there's only one. So it's a complete monopoly. There'll be like a Medicare Advantage. They'll just be administering what the government wants. I think people need to see an article that was eye-popping. It's out of Vermont. And the Vermont legislature just passed a law there, and they're calling it, it's basically public option on steroids, and it's single payer. And they're trying to get the prices of the commercial insurance companies to drop to the Medicare rate as their universal health care. And they think that that's going to control health care, but what it really will do is it will ration care, it'll drive doctors out of the state, more so than they're getting driven out now, and patients will be put in a hospice and palliative care setting if they have an expensive disease. So it's what they're doing now in Medicare. Ask any Medicare recipient, really ask one who's had a family member or themselves go through the system. It's a nightmare. They try to put your loved one in hospice and not offer care anymore. They try to manage you from telemedicine and keep you out of the hospital to make money. Mm-hmm. And they basically don't even give you consults anymore. It's just taking your money and running with it.
Yeah, that's a little disheartening. So what about the concept here of having a catastrophic health plan and you kind of self-pay everything else? Do you think that's viable here?
It's necessary, actually, because that's how you're going to be able to keep your money in your pocket and be able to choose who you go to. I don't think that they're allowing it in the system. They got rid of it in the Obamacare plans, right? They tried to legislate it out of existence, and they want you to have one place to go. And, you know, I see this differently, Sherry. I see this as creating chaos so the government can come in as the solution. Think about this for a second. Who stands to gain, really, if you raise your premiums 100% plus in Arizona, for example? It'll drive people out of commercial insurance, begging to be picked up by Medicaid or Medicare because they've got nowhere to go. Then you've got Gruber saying, make the mandate higher. It's like trying to shuttle us through this maze to get us to where they want us to get us to. And they're using all this, you know, mind control and fear and desperation and demonizing to get people to do what they want them to do. Mm-hmm. I say that we have another choice. Like you and I have chosen medical cost sharing, direct primary care practices, cash-based practices. And for those who are afraid of paying the fine, you can trust me when I say this, paying the fine pales in comparison to paying your monthly premiums under Obamacare.
Right, for sure. Yeah, we know this. I mean, look, it's getting up to the point where people are paying more for their health care than for their mortgage on their home. I mean, that is staggering when you think about that. That is nothing short of amazing. I mean, you and I are not surprised about this for certain. How could you be? You've been warning about it for years now.
Yeah.
But let's face it, this is bad news here. But it doesn't have to be bad news, does it?
No, it doesn't. And we control the market. The consumer, the doctor, and the patient are who controls the healthcare market. We've been basically taken over by this third-party system, but you still have a choice of who you choose to go to. You now need to pick doctors who are independent, who value the doctor-patient relationship, who value your life, and want to take care of you instead of putting you in a population-based medical system that's designed to control you from cradle to grave.
Yeah.
American Association of Physicians and Surgeons, perfect example. Join the wedge. It's a warehouse now of doctors across the country who take cash based in their practice. It's cheaper.
What's that?
To pay
site
out
again?
Of pocket.
Yeah. And
sorry?
Just tell me that site again. So
jointhewedge.com.
Join the wedge. Okay. So jointhewedge.com. All right. I like that. And so that's physicians that take self-pay patients. Huh?
Correct. Then you've got MedRetreat. MedRetreat.com. That is a medical tourism, American-owned, American-based medical tourism company that will help navigate you to a doctor hospital that's going to give you the best self-pay rate in the country and outside the country. That's the difference here. You can stay in the United States and find places that will give you cost-effective quality care without having to need a passport. It's really neat.
That's great. Hey, so you gave a couple of other ones for testing last time. Just repeat them again. Any test, I think.
Any labtest.com.
Right.
And for the prescriptions, it's blinkhealth.com.
Blink Health. That was the one. Yes. All right. So you have a lot of options. And it's just a question of now you're really forced to go out here and really do something about it, right? I mean, you can't just sit around anymore because you're going to go bankrupt, right?
Exactly. You're going to go bankrupt. And if you get sick, you're not going to get care. And I'm not saying this idly. I had a show, my show Medicine on Call, where I spoke with a physician who's a geriatric doctor who told me exactly what's going on in the hospital setting. Doctors are under duress. They cannot take care of their patients. There are whole systems set in place to put your loved one in palliative care, totally abrogate your living will, and decide whether you live or die, because it's all about the money. This is not me saying this. This is doctors who actually live it. And people should go to my last show on iTunes and look it up on Medicine on Call.
Okay. Medicine on Call. We like that. And it's all about empowering you to make the right decisions here and escape the system that really, it just doesn't care about you anymore, doctor, right? I mean, it just doesn't, they don't care about you. I mean, I hate to say it, and it sounds like a little complaining and, just dissatisfied, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a complainer by nature. But,
listen, Harry, this is not whining. This is the truth. And unless we stand up and speak truth to power on this, we're going to be victims, all of us. And you're not going to come back from a healthcare system where doctors are no longer trained to be empathetic, where you're seen as a cost center, where you're a problem if you have a healthcare need. Yeah. Not that they want to help you. You're a problem in getting their bottom line to be more in the black. That's not medicine. That's what we're moving towards. There are cronies. Correct. There are winners and losers, and the doctors and the patients are on the outside looking in, although we're the ones that the system is supposed to be created for.
Right. Exactly. It's supposed to serve us. And it's very much not serving us now. And just raising the mandate's not going to change that. And you've seen... Well, the insurance companies now realize that they are targets here, that most of them will be gone if they continue down this road. And I think that's one of the reasons why they've withdrawn from these Obamacare marketplaces, don't you think?
Well, you know what? I actually think that they're playing chicken. They're part of the system. They help write the Affordable Care Act. They stand to gain no matter what they do, no matter what we do. They've managed to go from dozens to five insurance companies. They really want to consolidate further. I think that one, maybe two big players at the end of this, and they'll administer all of the healthcare in the country. They're going to make money by denying care and have you pay them for the privilege. So no, I think they're part of the problem. They are not the solution ever.
Yeah, certainly not. They're just in it for themselves here. I mean, you know it. I mean, you go there and you attempt to get some healthcare or whatever you need, and they're there to tell you no. I mean, that's what it comes down to, right?
Yep.
I mean,
see it every day.
Tell you no, and it's terrible. I just can't believe what we've come down to here. So you've seen all of the WikiLeaks, everything else. It's obvious that they have no regard for you, the citizen, and or your health. Your health concerns, right? I mean, it's been in there. They've known that it was going to fail, right? I mean,
exactly.
They've known it. So the only solution for us is to take back our power here, because if we wait for the politicians to do something, it's not going to happen, is it?
No, not unless we make it happen for ourselves. You don't have to work hard. You just have to make better choices. You can choose everything we discussed, Liberty HealthShare, MediShare, Samaritan. You can use a direct primary care practice. You can pay out of pocket and pay the fine. You can get Aflac. The list is really endless on how you can work around and navigate around this system that's not designed anymore to help you.
Yeah, it really isn't. I mean, it's just amazing, because I remember once upon a time, they took care of everything, and there was no contention, and there was no, there just wasn't any back and forth. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it was just there for you. And now it's nothing could be further from the truth here.
Well, Blue Cross Blue Shield, when it started, was a nonprofit created by physicians. That's no longer existing. None of them are nonprofits. They are for profit. On the backs of you and me as your physician. Let's face it, what it is. Insurance companies are not there to help you. They're there to make money and it's a business. They don't care about you. They care about collecting a premium. And I live with it every day. We're now getting payments for things that I did in July because they've withheld the payments so long. And then they make up rules after the fact to deny you services, to deny you care. I'm done with it. I'm moving my practice into a cash-based system as at the beginning of the year, because I'm not going to play the game anymore. So, I want my patients and any patient out there to start making that decision too. I'm worthy. I'm not going to be victimized by these guys anymore. And I'm not going to victimize my patients. That's the difference.
Yeah.
It's a great job to take your power back. It feels really good. And I think the more people do it, the easier it's going to be for people to know and to make a good choice.
Yeah. I totally agree. And it's so good that you have options out there. We're going to put them up in the show notes to this interview on financialsurvivalnetwork.com. And, you know, doctors, so many people, they think, oh, the doctors make all the money. They're the reason why medical costs are so high. But in fact, nothing could be further from the truth than that.
No. 7 cents of the healthcare dollar is used on the physician or used by the physician. The rest is administrative, pharmaceutical, insurance, and other regulations that they tack on. It's not the doctor. As a matter of fact, we're getting less and less part of the system because we're being overtaken by physician assistants and nurse practitioners who they're using as, you know, cheaper labor to get their system online. It's not the doctor. And, you know, honestly, you get what you pay for. And in this case, you don't get what you pay for because you're paying more for less. But
totally,
I'm not going to undervalue myself or devalue myself as a physician anymore. I've played the game. I've lowered my everything that I offer to my patients in terms of pricing. I've lowered as low as I can go, and I'm not going to go any lower. Either you value my services, which are, I believe, the best in town, and my colleagues that I send my patients to, we're all figuring out pretty, you know, quickly that if we cut the middleman out, we can drop the price and everybody will be happy. That's what's really going out in the real world, in consumer-based medicine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, totally agree. It's just amazing that all of this is happening so quickly, too. You know, in their effort to transform the system, they are transforming it, but I think in ways that they never expected, Doctor.
No. And, you know, I did a couple of talks, and I started them off by saying Obamacare is the best thing that's happened to medicine. And people were aghast, but it actually, I mean this in this sense, it is so bad, it is so toxic, that if you don't wake up and make a change, you will be swept away in it. And doctors and patients who are in the know are waking up to the fact that I can't play the game because the game is rigged, rigged against me, against my pocketbook and my family. Yeah. And I can choose to do the same thing and expect something different, or I can go outside the box. And it's a whole new world. I'm paying a fraction of what I paid under insurance. I'm not afraid of getting sick and being bankrupted, and I'm able to take care of myself in a way without someone telling me what I can and cannot do. Why wouldn't anybody pick that? Yeah. I don't understand why they wouldn't if they knew.
Agreed. So it's an educational process that we're going through, and it's really a search for alternatives, and you just have to start looking, and the solutions inevitably, Doctor, present themselves. For you, adapting your practice, I guess that's been a challenge as well, hasn't it?
It's been a psychological transformation from, you know, going from I have to have insurance in order to survive to I have to get out of insurance in order to survive.
Yeah.
And in order to be the best doctor that I trained to be, I have to leave insurance to do that. That's a big change after 15 years, but I'm making it, and for colleagues that have done it and are happier than they've ever been, I'm looking forward to joining their ranks.
Well, hey, congratulations, and hey, we'll keep our fingers crossed. We'll see what the election will bring, because this is really at the top of the debate. Anyway, Doctor, we want to find out more about you, listen to your show, read your frequent articles. Where's the best place to find you?
I guess the best place would be my website, drelainageorge.com, drelainageorge, like the man's name, .com. There's links to my book. There's links to Medicine on Call, and also links to resources that I find that important for me that I think people would find interesting. And they can listen to my show, Medicine on Call, on Wednesday mornings, 9 to 10 Eastern Time. And it's also syndicated on Liberty Talk FM on the weekends. And you can find it on iTunes.
All right. And as always, we will have a link to your site in our show notes, along with those other links to help you save money and take control of your healthcare on financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Hey, it's always great talking with you, Dr. George. And let's see what happens in the election, if that's going to affect this healthcare transition. We can only hope.
Yes, indeed.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.